Welcome to the Breathe, Elevate, Heal podcast. Join me for soul-empowered tips about ways you can more gracefully meet life's challenges and become the best version of you. I am Dr. K, your host, and I'm the owner of Design and Wellness Center, and I'm also a holistic wellness and stress coach for women over 40. I help women break through the mental and emotional barriers and self-defeating habits that are keeping her stuck in stress and blocking her natural ability to heal in mind, body, soul, and spirit. On this podcast, you will learn ways to tap into your inner resilience and shift your mindset for greater peace, radiant health, and abundant energy. Hello, Dr. K here from Design and Wellness Center, your holistic wellness and stress coach for women over 40. So thank you for tuning in with me, as always, for today's Soul Inspired Tip. Today I'm talking about intuition, the power of our guidance system of intuition, and the power of our mind to heal holistically. So I think that we know that thought creates our reality. And when we hold these certain images about ourselves in our mind, then this can create our reality. And I think it's important that we all know that we have the capacity to use the power of our mind and our intuition to heal holistically our bodies, and to also tap into this sense of joy and happiness on every area in ourselves and to others as well. So as I'm talking about intuition today, this is really about this intuitive sense, this GPS system that is there to guide us and that we can learn to tap into. When we do, there's a whole new world that opens in terms of how we deal with challenges and stress, how we make better decisions for ourselves, and how we can heal our bodies as well. And when we learn to better listen to the body's intuitive messages, those subtle messages, and we recognize those early warning systems, then we're better positioned to act upon them so that there's no progression of certain illnesses and disease as well. So really, this intuition comes from spirit. It's all about the ability to see insights from within, and it's connecting to our higher self, that which connects us with spirit. And spirit always is supportive and has our highest good in mind and helping us to make those wiser decisions in our life. So unfortunately, when we don't invest or choose to prioritize this natural, intuitive birthright within, then of course our health and well-being can suffer. And how we can make better decisions in terms of better caring for ourselves and our health. And so a part of this is really learning how to balance the left brain, which is more of our analytical, logical, intellectual brain, with that of the right brain, which is more feelings, intuitive, creative, and imaginative. And so many of us, unfortunately, we operate mostly from our left brain. This is about our intellect. When we are more intellectually focused and we don't have that balance and we don't choose to listen to our intuition, that little voice within, if we don't follow that gut feeling, then we don't learn how to master the challenges and the chaos of what we're feeling. And instead, we kind of feed into it. When we're more left brain, we try to master the chaos by our intellect alone, and we tend to suppress our emotions. We tend to be very irrational, especially when it's a matter of fear and it's in light of insecurity or anxiety or chaos. The left brain is full of tension. This is where a lot of our worry thinking comes from. And we tend to theorize everything, and we tend to theorize our challenges instead of really trusting our inner capacity and the power of our mind. So science, there's real evidence behind intuition, and science has found that real evidence is there to support the development and the existence of our intuition. There has been some studies that have showed that intuitive right brain, our creative side of our brain, that this part of our brain knows the right answers before the left side, the analytical, logical side of the brain. So I think that's very interesting that we have now studies to prove that there are certain part of the brains that are more intuitive and creative in nature, and that typically we have greater insights on the right side of the brain when we can tap into it and really tap into the power of the brain. And so there are different types of intuition in terms of we can hear that little voice within. A lot of us do have a gift of premonitions. And so premonitions is where we can have an image or maybe even a scene playing out before the actual event happens. And then it actually comes to pass. There's a lot of people who have this intuition of flash, and most of us have this from time to time, those aha moments, which is like or called the Eureka effect. And so this is about where we get those solutions to a certain problem that maybe we've been working on for a while. And then, bam, all of a sudden, we get this sudden flash of intuition where we're provided that solution to that problem. So that's like an aha moment. We also have those first impression intuitive hunches as well. This is about when we get connected with someone or certain people, we can pick up on their energy vibration. And maybe perhaps it's someone we don't want to be connected to, or that perhaps we feel something is resonating here. We can also have intuitive hunches from our dreams. So our dreams are really a source of intuitive guidance, and there could be some intuitive inspiration within those dreams. We also get intuitive inspirational messages through, if we're expressing through creative expression, such as through paintings, through music, poetry, etc. So those are just different kinds of intuition. So unfortunately, when we are so accustomed to our habits, familiar patterns, then uncertainty really makes the left side of the brain, the ego, feel a sense of out of control. So this is why a lot of us don't really, listen to that right side of the brain, because we would rather be in control. And this is all about the ego, because with the ego, there's really no room for error. It really wants to have this perfection. It wants to have this control, but that's a false reality. And so there has to be a balance with the right brain, right? And we have to have a level of acceptance in terms of that, yeah, life is going to have some uncertainties. We're not always going to be happy and, and bliss and joy. And there's always going to be some uncertainty in life. So we have to accept those things, and we have to know and have the wisdom to accept things that we cannot control, and to know the want things that we can control, to know the difference. It's a serenity prayer, right? So when we are trying to intellectualize and control everything, and without having that intuitive balance, then we're losing our energy. We're leaking out our energy trying to control. And that can be very exhausting. That can be very tiring, and it can cause us to feel overwhelmed and burned out. When we are stressed and we are worried, when we're trying to control everything, then what actually happens is the intuitive side of our brain really gets overshadowed. And then therefore, we're not really connecting to that inner self, to the inner voice, that inner knowing. So we miss out on those important messages from our intuition that could be saying, okay, it's time to step back. It's time to relax. It's time to get quiet. It's time to be in the present moment. It's time to really step back and smell the roses in life. So I wanted to go ahead and just provide a few ways to help you to tap more into your intuitive self and to balance your left and right brain. So number one, get quiet through meditation. So really getting quiet, this can help us to come out of our negative patterns of thinking, and really helps us to tune out the noise and the chatter, where we can really connect more to our inner self, our inner knowing. This can help us to let go of the old and embrace the new with awareness right here in the present moment. Because when we're not in the present moment, then we can't hear those subtle energies. When we don't get quiet enough, we can't hear those subtle energies. And most of us, we're used to the noise and the chaos, and we're going on autopilot, and we really don't take that time for introspection and just to be still and quiet and listen to those intuitive, subtle energies within. So we have to take the time to notice, to listen. And because we cannot hear those subtle voices if we're stressed, if we're filled with a lot of negativity. And so positivity really is the key here. Slowing down, opening up that positive flow so you can really listen. And then the more you start to listen and you act upon your intuition, then you can start trusting that gut feeling more over time. Okay. Know that emotions and intuition, they do have a physical presence within the body. So listen to the sensations in your body, really feel what you're feeling. And if you're not quiet enough, then sometimes we don't hear those physical or feel those physical sensations either, because we ignore them out of just being so busy. So know that there's a physical presence often in the gut. The gut is your second brain, as well as the heart is a brain as well. So there's always those intuitive signals and sensations that may come up through the gut and through the heart as well, right? So really feel into those spaces of your gut and your heart. Number two, live in the present moment. So living fully in the present moment and reframing from living in the past, worrying about the future, because when we're caught in the past, worried about the future, this really is draining that vital life force energy. And the past has a weight which we can tend to carry around in our energy fields. And this can block us from hearing those subtle energies of intuition. And then also this may be a part of detaching from what no longer serves us in terms of people that we have been connected to in the past. And so sometimes it's about detaching from negative people, which can also drain your life force energy and can drain that intuitive energy as well. Number three, visualization. So focusing on the center brow energy center, which is the sixth chakra, this can really help expand the mind and provide that balance between the left and the right hemispheres of the brain. So really visualize to get this blueprint of your life, give it some attention in terms of what you focus on so that it can manifest in your life. And there are some techniques that can help you retrain the brain. And it's really about detaching from this fear-driven state of mind that most of us tend to be in. So visualizing on the brow energy center, right in between the brows. In ancient Eastern cultures, it's known as the third eye, but more correctly, it's actually should be that of the brow energy center. Okay. So visualizing on this area can really help to open up your clarity. It can help open up your wisdom and your intuitive and discernment abilities. So when we clear our energy fields and we release that negative thinking and negative energy, then we really open up that energy within the brow center, and we're better able to visualize, you know, what we want to manifest into vision in terms of our reality, which can really take some opening up and trusting our intuitive gifts, but also that of our imagination. So number four, pay attention to your dreams. So dreams are a very useful tool for tapping into your intuitive guidance and really deepening your connection to your higher self and to spirit as well. So we can use dreams to help us get a clear view on some of the workings of our unconscious mind and some of those things that we are not quite ready to deal with on a conscious level. But yet in our dreams, we can see solutions to some of those challenges and really discover those blocks that we didn't realize were lurking within our subconscious or unconscious mind. So it's important that get connected to your dreams, write down your dreams, and just ask for guidance on what, you know, connection, what those connections and what the meanings of your dreams are. A lot of times there's intuitive messages in the dream. So in a nutshell, we really just want to contribute the best of our energy in terms of our own healing. And we want to spread that out into the world, right? And to our loved ones. And so it's about really finding intuition, tapping into that. It really is about balance, like everything else. And so when we find that balance between what's going on here internally on the right side of the brain in terms of connecting to our intuitive and our creative, imaginative nature, but at the same time, having that balance with our intellect and our logic, those abilities, and having this external awareness too, then we feel more grounded and we learn to trust more of what we can't see. And by trusting our intuition, we can also begin to navigate life with a higher level of clarity. When we have that balance of intellectual and logical abilities, then we are able to have better perspective, we have discernment, and we have more wisdom as well. So it's all about balance. And when we do that, when we have the balance between the left and the right brain, we can make wiser decisions, and certainly we can embrace our healing and our wholeness.
Thank you for listening to the Breathe, Elevate, Heal podcast. If this was your first time tuning in, go ahead and click follow so you don't miss out on our short and sweet soul-empowered tip of the day.